Now, this is a very wonderful epistle that we've come to now. And back to chapter 1 at verse 1, we have here now the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord is the foundation on which Christian character and strength is built. Now, are we ready to begin? And I begin here with verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And when I run across that little word precious in this very first verse here, and he used it so many times, and he's about the only one that uses it in the Bible, why, I say, why, this is just like being able to recognize the handwriting of the Apostle Paul. This is like an identification card. When you open your account at the bank, they have you sign there, card, the signature card. And when you write a check, they compare that with the signature. Well, this is just like having Simon Peter's signature when you have precious here. But we got a great deal more evidence than this. Now, let me go back up. When he began his first epistle, he just says Peter. Now, he says here, Simon Peter. Now, Simon was his name. That was the name given to him when he was born. But Peter is the name our Lord Jesus gave to him. And so he puts them both together here. The man of weakness and the man of strength. The rock man and the wishy-washy man. He was both of them. But I tell you, when you come to this epistle and to the first epistle, and he wrote this second one shortly after he wrote the first, why, you can be sure of one thing. He's a rock man now. And here's a man that's going to be crucified for Christ. And I'm not in a position, therefore, to criticize him. Simon Peter, he calls himself a servant, a bond slave. He didn't take some exalted position in the church. He says, I'm a bond slave and I'm an apostle. That's his authority. But he's just one of them, just an apostle. Not the apostle, but an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, here is something that is quite wonderful that we have in this verse here. And I'm not going really to have time today to develop this as I would like very much to be able to do. What he's saying here is something that I consider quite wonderful. He says here, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. And when he says faith, I think he means the faith, the body of truth that we call the gospel today. And he says, you've received it. And it's up to you what you do with it. May I say to you that those that hold what I call a hyper-Calvinistic viewpoint that begin to say here that you have to be chosen before you can be saved and he has to give you the faith to believe, and I'll go along with part of that, but I also want to make it very clear that the reason that men don't come to Christ, it's made very clear to us in the Word of God why they don't come to Christ. He speaks in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and this is very important, verses 15 and 16. He says, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When it shall turn to the Lord, what's it? Well, what was he talking about? What the modifier would be the heart. When the heart will turn. Now, the reason that men are not saved today is not because of their mind. That's not it. It's because of their heart. There's sin in their life and they don't want to believe. Don't tell me today that you've been elected to be lost. It's not his will that any should perish. My friend, if you're lost, it's because there's sin in your heart and you don't want to come to Christ because that would mean giving up your sin. They've obtained like precious faith with us. How? Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the righteousness is that which is made over to us when we trust Christ as Savior. You see, He not only subtracted our sins, He added to us His righteousness. We are not just criminals that have been turned loose and forgiven. We now have been given a standing before God, and that standing is in Christ, accepted in the Beloved.